watched Atlanta demolish the Cowboys last week and couldn't wait for the Eagles to come down here this week and do the same.
And we're about to get this thing started.
Fletcher takes it at the 5, to the 10, runs laterally at the 15, 20. He's loose, and finally, he is knocked out of bounds in Eagles territory inside the 40-yard line. Not the play that the Eagles were hoping for, and the kick is good, and the Cowboys lead 3-0. Handoff goes inside and plunging down to the 2, and is he in? Barner, yes, touchdown.
That's my strategy. Just pound them at the line of scrimmage.
He goes over the middle, and it is intercepted by Ronald Darby. Darby picks it off. Wentz comes right back to Clement. 5, he's into the end zone. Clement and the Eagles regain the lead, and that's the kind of drive the Eagles needed. Add 2 more points. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Wentz goes to Ajayi up the middle. He's at the 30, the 40, the 50. Ajayi at the 30, the 20, and tackled at the 15. The ball is deflected and loose, picked up by the Eagles. It's Jernigan. Jernigan down the sideline. No, it's Branham. Nigel Branham. Branham picked it up and took it in for a touchdown. It's blowout city in Arlington, Texas. The Eagles, 37. The Cowboys, 9.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. Instant reaction from AT&T Stadium late on Sunday night. The Eagles scoring 30 unanswered points in the second half, turning a 9-7 deficit at the half into a huge 37-9 win over the Dallas Cowboys. Hello, everyone. I'm insider Dave Spadaro. A very jubilant locker room for the Eagles after their 8th consecutive win. The Eagles now 9-1. Nothing sweeter than whipping up on the Dallas Cowboys, especially on the road. The Eagles doing it in a variety of ways, running 33 times for 215 yards. Also in the pass game, Carson Wentz, 2 touchdowns, 168 yards passing. We begin with Wentz after the football game. He talked about the team effort in another Philadelphia victory.
You know, I think the biggest thing was just staying with the game plan. You know, they made plays and we didn't later in that first half. We just had to stay with what we knew we could do and just kind of execute better and stay out of some of those third and long situations. But yeah, the Cowboys made some plays there in the first half and we knew and we left some out on the field. Yeah, I think, you know, I missed some. I wasn't on the same page on a couple of them. They made good plays on defense as well and we just weren't clicking. We didn't really have our mojo going there, but we got back on in the second half. Yeah, I mean, Alshon and I, you know, I thought we've had really good chemistry, you know, all the way through the season, you know, even in training camp, but anytime you get more reps out in the game situation, you know, you can just really trust each other more and more. And yeah, like you said, I think it's showing on game days.
Running back Corey Clement, another big game for the Eagles. 6 carries, 50 yards, and a touchdown, and the Eagles rolling past Dallas. Now, they did it without Jake Elliott, place kicker, who left in the first half after taking a hit on the first kickoff. Suffered a concussion, was lost for the game, so Kamu Grugier-Hill handled kickoffs. We'll talk to him in just a little bit. As a result, the Eagles went for it on their 2-point conversions, and they converted 3 of them, failing only once on a fumble by Zach Ertz as he entered the end zone. So it was just a blitzkrieg in the second half. Let's go into the locker room for more. Here is rookie running back Corey Clement. The ground game today, Corey, what did you think of the effort from the guys up front, first of all?
If it wasn't for them, this wouldn't even be possible. So, those guys do an awesome job week in and week out, and we never have doubt in them. Those guys know what they're doing. They're, you know, gap sound, they're scheme sound, and just ride the waves that they give us. So each week we go out there, we make sure we just play as one, play as a unit, and really make them look good. So those guys are really doing the hard work in the trenches, and we just got to feed off of them.
What was it like in here after the first half? A rare struggle for the offense.
Yeah, and it was just getting back to the basics, the fundamentals. We don't want to use the bye week as an excuse. We know what we're capable of doing. It's just all about executing. So we knew we had the personnel to fire up against Dallas defense, and we didn't look back. We didn't flinch. We just had fun out there and did what it did.
Did you feel that the balance of this offense kept Dallas off balance?
Yeah, and however you want to look at it, we made sure that we put points on board whenever we had the opportunity. So Coach Peterson does an awesome job of facilitating the offense and making sure everybody's in the right spot. You know, the defense did their job today, and we had to pick it up. And they were giving us turnovers, so eventually we had to execute.
Does not having a place kicker change the mentality, or did it change the mentality of the offense at all tonight?
I don't think we missed a beat. And it sucks that we didn't have him. It's not the end of the world. You got to be able to, by any means necessary, you got to be able to put points on the board. Yeah, we did miss Jake out there, which we we could have had him. Hopefully he'll be okay for the rest of the season. And we just got to keep balling, just having fun.
Your knack for getting into the end zone here, it's really kind of special what you're doing. You're aware of the historical significance of it?
No. What'd I do?
Well, I think you've got the most touchdowns by a rookie, certainly in Eagles, the first 10 games in Eagles history. I think something crazy like that. You're skiing here the way you've been running the last and catching the ball the last few games, getting in the end zone. You always been a touchdown maker?
Like I said, it smells like Christmas to me. And whenever I get close to it, I just know that it's got to be here. It's got to be now, because somebody else is going to come in and take the opportunity. So I don't want to have the woulda, coulda, shoulda mindset, so I just go in there and execute.
The offensive line did an outstanding job. Jason Kelce and company opening up holes as the Eagles averaged 6.5 yards per carry. Here is Kelce after the game. Jason, I mean, this team just does it in so many ways. As you walk off the field here and get changed, your perspective on what happened tonight?
It's just the same thing we've been doing all year. I think, you know, when executing on offense, the defense has played great. Our kicker goes down and we're still able to execute on 2-point conversions and whatnot. I think, you know, it's not a secret to success. I think we've played well in all three phases, special teams, defense, and offense, and we've been balanced on offense. We've played both the run and pass well on defense. I don't think it's a new recipe for success. I just think we're collectively playing really well as a team and everybody's executing and doing the job.
But it was a struggle in the first half, an unusual struggle that you really haven't done much this year.
Well, I think it might have looked like a struggle. I think that even as we were playing and we weren't maybe getting the success that had in the second half, I think that we saw that it was there. I thought it was pretty close to being like that in the second half thing in the first half, but you know, it just comes down to execution. In the first half, I think we had certain situations that they kind of caught us on, and we made adjustments and we executed in the second half.
As a group, what's the offense feeling like with the way this running game is churning up yards?
It's not just the running game. I think the best part, when you're a part of a balanced offense that can run it, we have the screens, we have a little bit of everything in there. It makes it really, really hard to defend. Whenever you're one-dimensional, I think it can make it easier for a defense to scheme and stop that particular aspect of the game. But right now, the fact that we have been so balanced, so good at running it, so good at passing it throughout the season, I think that's why we're so hard to stop on offense.
Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence entered the game with 11.5 sacks, best in the NFL, but he was not heard from, as Lane Johnson doing another great job shutting down a premier pass rusher. Here's Johnson one-on-one. Lane, what did you think of the job you did against Lawrence?
He didn't have any pressures or sacks, so good day at the office. But other than that, I mean, I wasn't as crisp as some games, you know, with my hands. I got swiped a few times, but really, I mean, we ran the ball so well, kind of took the pressure off of that.
What was it like at halftime? Down 9-7, only the second time this year the team had trailed at halftime.
And we knew we had to do. I mean, you saw the first drive, what we were capable of, so that was really it. Just going back to bread and butter, attacking them, inside zone, traps, different things like that, instead of running sideline to sideline and throwing it less.
Do you feel like Dallas kind of didn't know what was coming because this team is capable of beating you so many different ways?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, man, they usually do a lot of slanting and pirating, a lot of stunning. They didn't do hardly at all compared to what they have in the past, so it made a lot easier for us running the ball.
How do you feel leaving this stadium on the way back to Philly at 9-1?
About as good as feelings you can have. We're in a good place. We've got the Bears next week. You know, they had a loss this past week, so, you know, and they have good players, so that's the way the NFL is. So can't take anybody lightly, but, man, I'm happy.
And how about the Eagles' defense? They gave up a little bit in the run game, 112 yards as the Cowboys nickel and dimed them, but only 3 field goals. They sacked Dak Prescott 4 times. He was 18 of 31, 145 yards. Intercepted 3 times, a passer rating of just 30.4. Cornerback Ronald Darby back on the field in the starting lineup. Here is Darby after the game talking about a quick introduction to the starting lineup.
I mean, I can't tell you, like, you know, you sit out 2 months, you know, you come back, like, of course you're not going to be on the same level as the rest of these boys that have been out there for the past 2 months, but they help me, like, running to the ball, they make sure I do what I got to do, like, they don't let me slap, they've been in my corner ever since I was hurt.
In the end zone play, the key to breaking up that pass for Bryant, what is the key technique-wise?
It was my first drive back, so, like, when I seen it, I'm like, damn, like, I just got back and we got started in the red zone, so I'm feeling like, oh, they about to try my ass, like, I knew it in my head. Like, the whole stadium probably knew it. So when he did it, I just paid discipline, looked over my shoulder, made sure the back shoulder one coming, and I just went up and attacked the ball. I kind of regret it. I probably should have went up for it, but hey, like, I'll get it next time.
Darby had one of the 3 interceptions as the Eagles shut down the downfield passing game for the Cowboys. Tim Jernigan had one of those sacks. The Eagles defensive tackle pleased after his contract extension. He talks about the defensive effort. Tim, what did you think of the defensive performance tonight?
I think we did a solid job, man. It's just little things we need to clean up in our technique as far as the run. You know, I feel like it was too many smash plays, you know, versus the run tonight.
Obviously, you took advantage of Dallas at the line of scrimmage. Anything different from a scheme standpoint?
No, not at all. We knew what was coming, man. You know, it was just a matter of going out and doing us, you know, and perfecting what we do. You know, it was kind of one of them games. Both sides knew what they had coming, so it was just kind of one of them things that we knew was going to be a dogfight.
Mood in here at halftime, down 9-7 for the first time since Kansas City. Positive. Kind of a struggle.
Positive. Everybody head up. Everybody came together even more. You know what I'm saying? You see guys just gelling together. There was never no finger pointing the whole time. So, I mean, we got something special.
When you have a quarterback as mobile as Dak, what is the key?
Just making sure you got a good pocket, man, not giving him lanes to run up in. You know, and Dak, man, he's almost like a running back. He has that stocky build to him. So, you know, if you're not a pretty good tackler, or, you know, you don't take your time getting to the ground, you know, he'll make you pay.
What does this win say about the Philadelphia Eagles?
We for real, man. You know, I'm tired of people doubting us. You know, sometimes just thinking we got the hot hand right now, anything like that, man. This team is built to win from top to bottom, offense, defense, special team.
Thank you. All right. And how about Grugier Hill, a punter in high school, pressed into duty as the kickoff man in this game. He did a great job, including maybe the first ever touchback by an NFL linebacker. Here is Camus Grugier Hill after the game. So tell me about the exchange that you and Donnie had before you kicked into the net. Did you not even know how to put a ball down on a tee?
Yeah, so I told Donnie, I was like, hey, can you tee this up for me? And he's like, all right. And then he was like, do you need me to move the net closer? And I was like, no, I got it. And that was the first one that went right into the stand. So I was like, oh, this might be a little crazy.
And then you laughed about it. You didn't seem stressed out at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that. You know, people in the locker room kind of know I'm like that. I'm real loose. I'm pretty confident in myself that I can do things. So I picked it up pretty quick.
Have you ever kicked?
I was a punter in high school. That was it, though.
Did you know you were the backup place kicker?
Yeah. Chris Maragos used to be the place kicker, but when he went down, I became the place kicker.
Dude, you had the first touchback in the history of the NFL for a linebacker.
Really?
I don't know. It had to be, right?
It might be. Hopefully. That would be pretty cool.
How did it feel on kick? What was the mentality on kickoffs?
I mean, for us, you know, we just kind of to pin them back, be successful with going down there. Love kickoff and punt and all that kind of stuff. So selfishly, I was like, I really want to be down there going down with those boys. But I mean, I did anything to help the team out. So it was good.
Did you lobby at all for a PAT or a field goal?
Towards the end, I was asking for one to see. I wasn't really asking the coach. I was kind of joking around with it because we were being so successful on our two-point conversions. We didn't really need to.
You have taken next man up to a new level. You know that.
Yeah, I hope so.
So were you nervous over the kickoff at all?
So after that first shanked one, yeah, I was a little nervous. But after the first one I actually did in the game, I felt pretty confident about it.
You're a two-way player in the NFL now, man. Actually, a three-way player in the NFL.
Yeah, I like that.
Cool.
All right, thanks, man.
I'm safety Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's intercepted by Jenkins.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spinero.
Malcolm Jenkins takes it in for a touchdown, and the Eagles take the lead.
Boy, what a play. What a play.
Head coach Doug Peterson, of course, pleased with the effort from the Eagles. Another road win, another win in the conference and in the NFC East. The Eagles have a four-game lead in the division with the Chicago Bears coming to town next Sunday. Head coach Doug Peterson.
I can't recall being on a team with the amount of injuries and things that we've had to overcome, and yet the next man is up. It's the guys in the locker room, because you know, you never think that or you hope you don't have to put Camus out there and kick off and do the things that we did in that second half and really the whole game. But it's just a tribute to and a credit to the guys, you know, and they'll do whatever it takes to win the game. Well, I think at halftime we were pretty balanced. I think we were about 12 pass, 12 run at halftime with a screen in there. And so, we just wanted to commit back, you know, commit to the run. We didn't really change anything at halftime. We just committed to the same runs that we had. We felt like we could just stay between the tackles and get some good double teams in there. And the guys did a great job, offensive line, tight ends, even the ball carriers, you know, breaking some tackles and making some good runs. Yeah, I got to watch a little bit of the film and see. I know it was in the first half, but until I know more, I'm not going to speculate on the head injury, you know, at this time. Again, I think it's just the resiliency, you know, the pressure, you know, again, you know, we felt like going in, we'd have to, you know, stop the run just a little bit. You know, it's a good running football team, and then just the pass rush, just getting pressure on the quarterback. And then it helps too when you get a lead in the game to let your pass rush take off. And they did it out. Derek Barnett, I think, had a really good performance tonight. Evaluate the film on the way home. But yeah, defense, you know, and the interceptions, a couple picks, and then the fumble for the touchdown. I mean, it was just a great, great effort by the defense today.
And that will do it from AT&T Stadium, the Instant Reaction Podcast. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting this all together. Thanks to you for listening. We're back later in the week as the Eagles turn their attention to the Chicago Bears. Thanks for joining, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles night, and fly, Eagles, fly.
A-T-L!